The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 218, Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Porno Body Holiday Special Show. Warning, the following podcast is not fit for most adults, let alone any children. If you are a sensitive listener, you should stop listening now. Today's show is brought to you by the Renaissance Festival Minions. Join the Minion Club today and get access to cool recording bonuses, swag, and so much more. Find out more at the Renaissance Festival Music site by clicking on the Minion link, and join the Minion Club today. Your support of joining the Minion Club helps keep this podcast running, so please join the Minion Club today.
Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O. With a hith hith here and a hith hith there, here a hith, there a hith, everywhere a hith hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a hare-lipped dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark, mark here and a mark, mark there, here, mark, there, mark, everywhere, mark, mark, hith, hith, here and a hith, hith, there, here, hith, there, hith, everywhere, hith, hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a stuttering cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark, mark here and a mark, mark there, here, mark, there, mark, everywhere, mark, mark, hith, hith, here and a hith, hith, there, here, hith, there, hith, everywhere, hith, hith. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a dyslexic sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an abab here and an abab there, here and abab there and abab everywhere and abab. Mark, mark here and a mark, mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere a mark, mark, hit, hit here and a hit, hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a narcoleptic pig, E-I-E-I-O. With an oink, oink here and an oink, oink there, here an oink, there an oink. Abab here and abab there, here and abab there and abab everywhere and abab. Mark, mark here and a mark, mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere a mark, mark, hit, hit here and a hit, hit there, here, hit, there, hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a perverted frog, E-I-E-I-O. With a rub it here and a rub it there, here rub it, there rub it, that's the spot, yeah, rub it, oink, oink here and an oink, oink there, here an oink, there an oink. Abab here and abab there, here an abab, there an abab, everywhere an abab. Mark, mark here and a mark, mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere a mark, mark, hit, hit here and a hit, hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a homosexual rooster, E-I-E-I-O. With an any cockle do and an any cockle do, here a cock, there a cock, I'll even do a chicken hawk. Rub it here and rub it there, here rub it, there rub it, that's the spot, yeah, rub it, oink, oink here and an oink, oink there, here an oink, there an oink. Abab here and Abab there. Here and Abab there and Abab everywhere and Abab. Mark, Mark here and a Mark, Mark there. Here, Mark there, Mark everywhere. Mark, Mark hits, hits here and a hits, hits there. Here, hits there, hits everywhere, hits, hits. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm. E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had a Tourette's syndrome chicken. E-I-E-I-O. With a buck, buck here and a buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, piss, fire, hell, buck, itty cock-a-doo, and itty cock-a-doo. Here, cock, there, cock, leave it, take it, chuck it hot, rub it here, and rub it there. Here, rub it there, rub it, that's a spot you rub it, oink, oink here, and oink, oink there. Here, and oink, there, and oink. Mark, Mark here and a Mark, Mark there. Here, Mark there, Mark everywhere. Mark, Mark hits, hits here and hits, hits there. Here, hits there, hits everywhere, hits, hits. Old MacDonald at a deformed farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Live from Castle at a Renaissance Festival near you, this is the Parsec award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, the gatekeeper between the worlds, Tony Hunter. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem, and you just heard Deformed Farm by Iris and Rose from The Class Menagerie. Well, we hope you all had a fantastic New Year. It is very, very cold here at the castle, and that is partially why the rest of the house, like Mark Gunn, who I believe is being chased around the castle by a cat, or maybe he's making a CD. We do know that Matt is recovering from his problem with the full moon that happened on the first of the year. Kristen is still hungover from the New Year's party, and Shannon just wanted to be antisocial and keep to her doodles. So you ended up with me with this body show. And as we said, this is a body show. So if you're a sensitive listener, well, I'm surprised you made it this far. We're going to hop right back into the music. Next up is The Farmer by Wicked Tinkers from Hammered.
There was an old farmer who lived by a rock. He sat in the meadow a-waving his fists at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and in days of yore there came a young lady who looked like a lovely young maiden. She sat on the grass, she lifted her skirts and she showed us her ruffles and laces and a neat little tuck. She told us she was learning a new way to raise up her children and teach them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling straw from the stables. They worked day and night. If you think this is vulgar, then bless you, you're right.
When I was a young man, I used to like girls. I'd play with their bodies and fondle their curls. And my girlfriend ran off with a salesman named Bruce. May it never be treated that way by a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose.
When I'm in the mood for a really good lay, I go to my closet and get me some hay. I go to my window and spread it around, 'cause moose always comes when there's hay on the ground.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had any.
gorillas are all right for Saturday night. Lions and tigers, they put up a fight, but it's just not the same when you slams their caboose. That feeling you get when you're humping a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now I've done it with all sorts of bees beneath the hair. Now I do with snakes, and their fangs were not there. Done it with a walrus, a duck, and a goose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
And it's goose, goose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
I've done it with ladies with hair to their ass. I've done it on silk, and yes, I've done it on grass. I've done it with tight ones, some that are loose. Never had anything quite like a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now a fish is too slimy and slips all around. And some say that camels are heaven above. But me, I'm not stray. I'll stick to my ways and call on my moose friend to jump me tonight.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
They say when you're a king, once a knight is enough. And once you're a knight, it's nearly as rough. But if you're a squire and you're still on the loose, you can get it as much as you want from a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now when I'm all hot, upset and uptight, I jump in my car, the zoo I take flight. Other animals all with respect grin down. The moose, for it's being the best screw in town.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now Clan Young is known for our fierce battle cry. You've heard us all shout it, but never known why. And now I will tell what our large tent does hide, and finally admit it's a moose that we ride. And it's
moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
A moose for to find. I only found camels, I near lost a mind. But a camel reminds me, a moose just a bit. But a moose always follows, and camels just spit.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
When I was a young man, I read dirty books. I'd fondle myself till the reading light shook. But there's nothing in my eyes that can cause such a twinkle as a feeling I get whacking off to Bullwinkle.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
My life, oh God, I'm blind, and I shed me no tears as I sit in my chair with my glass of Matus,
playing hide the salami from my friend the moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. So, when up to heaven, my soul soars away. I'll show up at those gates with my bale of fresh hay, and they're bound to inquire as to my grin. So I'll wind up in hell humping mooses again. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose.
There's tunes near and far about sparking a moose. They're all entertaining and make you feel loose, but nary a song but a certain Scots lad who's seen many offers but very few had. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. Twas late in the autumn when thoughts came to pass that Bruce and the moose both long do they last. But later in spring, one fine day at the fair, I realized the Bruce had far less scratchy hair. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. Now true, there's a difference that's hard to miss, but the Bruce will not drown you with one little kiss. And bigger is not always better, you'll find, especially when they come at you straight from behind. I went with the Bruce to pick flowers one day. We passed by a church and we stopped for to pray. Now the Bruce has a habit I surely find odd. When I'm on my knees, he's the one calls to God. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. At Beltane I saw that the Bruce would be there, so I primped and I prepped with oh so much care. Them pagans were dancing in body and loose, but they still screamed, oh God, when they got with the Bruce. Now you may be asking why so down on the moose. Well, it's 'cause of the furniture, it takes such abuse. And a Scotsman in a kilt is a sighter so sweet, especially when the wind blows and I gets a peek. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even a moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. And he fell short of standard set well by the Bruce.
Let's go to the pub tonight. Well, there'll be plenty girls, all right. You gonna let it all hang out, big bosom girls? You make the rainy world go round.
Hey, I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad, but I learned life while watching the pub sing. Hey, I gotta be honest, I never saw such a low-cut bodice. It was everything to be the bad boy out of me.
the Rennie world go round.
Now we got patrons all the week. Some are hot and some are freaks. And some come dressed like props 2 hours away. But I still get a whole lot of pleasure, cause I got two of my favorite treasures. Give me a low cut, pushed up big bust any day.
Come read me, dame, come tell me, dame, my dame, come tell me truly, what length of grace, when will Kate Hame, will Sir a woman duly? The carlin flew her wants and tail, her wants and tail, say ready, said I learned a song in Annandale, 9 inch will please a lady. For a country can't like mine, and sooth we're nae sae gentle, we'll take 2 thumbbreads to the 9, now that is a sonsy pental. I'll ease me on my Charlie, lad, I'll ne'er forget my Charlie. Swear on an handfuls and a dog, he nitched it in the rarely. But very faith the law threatened up, and may it ne'er be thriving. For it's nae the length that makes me lock, but it's the double driving. Come nitch me, Tam, come nudge me, Tam, come nitch me all my navel. Loosen lug your battering ram, and thrash him at my gable. For 9 inch will please a lady.
Whenever life gets you down, has you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind.
Toot toot.
And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line.
If you ever get so low and you don't know where to go,
sing it, Randy.
Come and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, cause I got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues. I take a look at my dumbest wiener, and everything is going my way.
I take a look at my enormous hoo-ha, and the happy times are coming to stay.
Well, I sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous tallywhacker, and everything is going my way. My enormous willie, and everything is going my way.
I take a look at my enormous wee-wee, and the happy times are coming to stay.
Yeah, I got massive amounts in the place where it counts, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way. My summer sausage,
everything's going my way, my anaconda,
and everything's going my way, my ballpark Frank,
no, everything's going my way, my Eiffel Tower,
and everything is going my way, my latent tackle,
no, everything's going my way, my Gilbert Slinger,
but everything's going my way, my thousand trombones,
no, everything's going my way, my Jelly Hop Hop,
no, everything is going my way, my Monty Python,
no, everything's going my way, my Lavender,
and everything.
the clock ring.
And everything's going my way, my new kebab.
Enough! Boys, that is just wrong.
What?
Besides, you know, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, Coco, you're right. My weapon of ass destruction. Everything is going. I said, everything is going. I said, everything is going. My way.
I travel all over, and one thing I have found: skinny girls have nothing to wrap your arms around. I've been to every corner of this great big world and found there's nothing better than a curvy, curvy girl. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. So if you're out there looking, listen to these tips. Find an ample bosom and some child-bearing hips. An hourglass figure with all the curves just right. That's the best thing in the world to keep you warm at night. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me want to master my own fate. I know those waifish models are what they say are hot, but what I am looking for, those girls they just ain't got. I'll stick with these curvy girls that give me so much joy, and you can keep the models that look like preteen boys. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. More than a handful's wasted, well I say that's just bull. For I have two good hands and they should both be full. If you want my attention, well here's a sure bet. All you need to do is flash me your curvy silhouette. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master.
And the song you just heard, Curvy Girls by the Jolly Rogers from Loose Cannons. And before that, Enormous Penis by Boca Musica from Going South. And before that, 9 Inches Will Please a Lady by Siler and Clark from Blue. And before that, Big Bosom Girls by The Village Idiots from Chamber of Stupidity. And before that, The Moose to Bruce by Queen's Gambit from Off the Board. And before that, The Moose by 3 Pints Gone from One More Round. Well, we have a bunch of new ideas that we have been talking about that we hope to bring to the show. We're going to try to stick to 2 shows a month. Matt has a huge backlog of interviews, so we're trying to figure out how to do it to get all those wonderful interviews out that he has collected. And you could expect shows kind of like Bristol show, as many of you remember. So yeah, we'll have new ideas, new shows, and new fun coming all year long. And as most of all of you know, the Renaissance Festival Awards are now closed. The winners will be announced in our February show. So tune into that, and we want to thank Renaissance Magazine, for they will be publishing once again the list of the winners in their March issue. So tune in to February to see if your favorites won in the Renaissance Festival Awards. And we're going to head back right back into the music with next up, She's a Whore by the Poxy Bogarts from Liver Let Die.
A daughter of a farming man, alas with raven locks, I met her at the Cock and Bulls, a tavern by the docks. Although we courted but a week, my love for her persisted, for when with her we swiped in ways I never knew existed.
She's a whore, yes a whore, alas a myth and lore, a pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride until you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Her bosoms were named Mary, for they were pure and white. Her muff was named Elizabeth, cause it was nice and tight. Her nips were named Daisy and Rose, for they're like flowering buds. But her ass was named the River Thames, cause it is full of mud.
Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Well, soon after we parted ways, I saw her with me friend. They courted but a week or two, but that came to an end. She then did hop from bed to bed, but what made me so mad was after several months had passed, I saw her with me dad.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
One day while at the tavern here, I heard unhappy news. This country lass had died of clap, oh, what a jewel to lose. Tis not as sad as one may think, as I soon realized, for all those saints now pass around that big bed in the sky.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore. She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth
she's
and
a
lore.
A pontifex
of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
That whore!
And now, the song you all came to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Here is the big song. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight. I'm getting a bit tonight. Me mother says I must be quick if I'm to have the spotted dick. I loves me roly-poly. It fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight. La-di-di-di-di-di. Wait a minute. I can see on some faces a bit of discouragement. Some of you think this is a dirty song. This is not a dirty song. I will only teach you this song if you will repeat after me. This is not a dirty song.
This is not a dirty song.
This is not a filthy song.
This is not a filthy song.
This song's about pudding.
This song's about pudding.
Roly-poly is a pudding.
Roly-poly is a pudding.
Spotted dick is a pudding.
Spotted dick is a pudding.
Honest to gosh, I wouldn't lie to you.
Honest to gosh, I wouldn't lie to you.
Now I can teach you the song. It's a very simple song, so most of you can keep up. It goes like this. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
Me mother says I must be quick.
Me mother says I must be quick.
If I'm to have the spotted dick.
If I'm to have the spotted dick.
I loves me roly-poly.
I loves me roly-poly.
It fills me with delight.
It fills me with delight.
I haven't had any since Easter, but I don't know what Easter, but it is, by the way. I haven't had any since Easter, but
I haven't had any since Easter, but
I'm getting a bit tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
Then everybody sings, la-di-di-di-di-di, la-di-di-di-di-di, and then we interrupt the song with a bit of art. If art's not here, then I'll do it home.
Dirty.
And that is the song, the pudding song. Are we ready to do the pudding song?
Yes. Yes.
All together. I'm getting a bit tonight. Me mother says I must be quick. If I'm to have the spotted dick, I lost me roly-poly. It fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight. Wait. I have a poem.
A poem.
A man named Big Sam had died. And 400 women cried. They buried Sam down under 6 feet of ground, and most of him still stood outside. A rug maker who came from Khartoum used to carry young boys to his room. In the height of this fever, this Sudanese weaver is what we called a fruit and a loom. Shakespearean limerick. There once was an old man named Lear. Who had no one to give him some cheer. His love life was out. It had been such a drought, he couldn't even get head on his beer. A final limerick. There once was a young man named Doc.
Doc.
Whose love life kept him up round the clock.
Whoa.
The ladies revered him, and some of them feared him, because he had a 19-inch scar down the side of his face. It was really terrible, but he was a nice boy, and he wrote his mother. Just a little lad, I love me pudding well. Me mother, she made spotted dick like ringing on a bell. A roly-poly pudding, gore, it tasted swell. And if you think this song is dirty, you can go straight to, well, I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight. I must be quick, if I'm to have the spotted dick. I love me roly-poly, it fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight. La-di-di-di-di-di, la-di-di, one more time. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight, getting a bit tonight. My mother says I must be quick, if I'm to have the spotted dick. I love me roly-poly, it fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I still don't know what Easter Bud is. I'm getting a bit. Oh, I think I hurt myself. Tonight.
night. A man walked into a chandler's shop, some candles for to buy. And when he walked into the shop, nobody did he spy. And so he turned upon his heel and toward the door he sped, when he heard the sound of a right above his head. Yes, he heard the sound of a right above his head. Now this young man was a bold young man, so up the stairs he sped.
Uh-huh.
And very surprised was he to find the chandler's wife in bed. And with her was another young man of very considerable size, and they were having a right before his eyes. Yes, they were having a right before his eyes. Now when the fun was over and done, she lifted up her head, and very surprised was she to find a man beside her bed. If you would keep my secret, sir, if you would be so kind, then you can come up for a whenever you feel inclined. Yes, you can come up for a whenever you feel inclined. So all you fine young men, take heed whenever you go to town, that if you leave your woman at home, be sure to tie her down.
Ooh.
And if you would be kind to her, just lay her out on the floor and give her so much of that she won't want any more. Yes, give her so much of that she won't want any more.
Oh, the mayor of Bayswater, he has a lovely daughter, and the hairs of her tiki dye they'll hang down to her knees. If she were my daughter, I'd have them cut much shorter, and the hairs of her tiki dye they'll hang down to her knees. I felt it, it's just like a patch of velvet, and the hairs of her tiki dye they'll hang down to her knees. I know, cause I've seen them, I've been up and in between them, and the hairs of her tiki dye they'll hang down to her knees. Father's an Italian with balls like a bloody stallion, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. It takes a Welsh miner to fight a vagina, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. I stroke them, I poke them, I've even rolled them up and smoked them, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. You have to be ready to roll them up just like spaghetti, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees, and the hairs of her dicky dye they'll hang down to her knees.
When Sylvia, in bathing, her charms does expose, the pretty banquet dancing under her nose, my heart is just ready to part from my soul and leap from my hiding place into her bowl. Each day I provide to her lady a bribe. Today I gave her a crown to bring me the water where Sylvia sat down. Let crazy physicians perceive they can cure. Their virtue is doubtful, but Sylvia's is sure. Thank you. sublime, and all the while throbbing my heart beats the time. She enters, they flourish and cease when she goes, but whom 'tis addressed to straight everyone knows. Would I could determine my form, a fine arm in her robe I would be, and close to her skin she would hold me tenderly, or else a small pebble at bottom I would lie and ogle her beauty. How happy were I!
A bonny young lass, fresh and wholesome, was married to a much older man. Listen close to this tale we will tell you. 'Tis the ballad of Lily and Sam. When he comes home in the evening, Lily set a nice table for two. Sam says that he's already eaten, and then heads right on up to his room. She'd follow him happy and hopeful, dressed in her best lingerie. And there he's high up on the bedpost, sound asleep, much to Lily's dismay. She tried and she tried, oh, to tempt him. Sweet nothings whispered in his ear. Sam pushed her off and he shouts up, "Speak up, girl, you know I can't hear." Lily slipped him one night some Viagra. She didn't know what else to do. But from that day on they were happy, and soon they were no longer two.
Many years later when Sam died, Lily, she moaned and she cried. We heard that old Sam had been found, wearing naught but his socks and a smile. So if your lover is older, don't worry, there's hope for you still. Just think of Lily and her Sam, and trust in the little blue, trust in the little blue, trust in the little blue pill.
My husband went to sea.
Now Angus was a happy man, for soon he would be wed. He'd found a brisk and bonny lass to take unto his bed. But happier still his mother was, that he had found a wife. For to Ruth be told, she'd often feared to be stuck with him for life. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen. To Ruth be told, she'd often feared to be stuck with him for life. In honor of the grand affair that one day would be, she set about to weave a kilt the finest ever seen. The night before the wedding, when the kilt was finally done, she called young Angus over and she tried it on her son. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen. She called young Angus over and she tried it on her son. She wound the kilt about him and she wound and wound and wound. round. But when she was finished winding, it was still 8 yards too long. Oh, never fear me, bunny boy, we'll simply cut it off. And to your blushing bride, we will give the extra cloth. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bunny thing, the grandest ever seen. And to your blushing bride, we will give the extra cloth. Well, Angus was so pleased, you know, his heart had swelled with pride. He felt that he must rush right out and show it to his bride. 'Twas raining, so he grabbed a cloak to shield him on the moor. But in his haste to be away, his kilt slammed in the door. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bunny thing, the grandest ever seen. Yes, in his haste to be away, his kilt slammed in the door. Well, Angus was in such a rush to show off for his bride, he never really noticed that he'd left his kilt behind. He knocked upon her door, cried, "Let me in, I pray. I have something that you've got to see before our wedding day. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bunny thing, the grandest ever seen. I've something that you've got to see before our wedding day." Well, Bridget lets him in, you know, but says you cannot stay, for I've got to have me beauty sleep before our wedding day. Well, I'll only be a moment, love, but it's so grand, my dear. You've really got to see what I'm a-hiding under here. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bunny thing, the grandest ever seen. You've really got to see what I'm a-hiding under here. Now, when the cloak was thrown aside and Angus stood quite bare, I must admit she was impressed and tried hard not to stare. Oh, love, I'll ne'er see finer, though far and far I roam. Well, lass, he cries, "That's nothing. I've got 8 more yards at home."
And you just heard Angus by Needfire from Duck Feet Woggling. And before that, Letters from the Sea by the Merry Wives of Windsor from Here's to the Men. And before that, The Ballad of Sam and Lily by the Limey Birds from the Naked Album. And before that, When Sylvia is Bathing by Craig Farrington from Naughty. And before that, The Hairs of Her Dicky Doo Live by Axel the Thought from Bottoms Up. And before that, The Chandler's Wife by Queens Anne Lace from Fair to Stormy Weather. And before that, The Pudding Song by Seymour from Seymour Says. And we have reached the end of the show, of this body show, and the first show of the new year. And if you have not liked our Facebook page and you're on Facebook, go over and find us. You can find us at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can also email us your suggestions and comments at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. We have a number that you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And also, don't forget, if you are interested in supporting this podcast, please join the Minion Club. You can find out more about that at the website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com. So we hope to get out another show this month, and then, of course, the awards show will come out in February. Like I said, we're going to be trying a bunch of new formats, and hopefully we'll have a great 2014, and hopefully all you wonderful runnies out there will have another great, fantastical year of magic and wonder, and you'll keep listening. And don't forget to tell your friends about the great music you found by listening to this podcast. So let your friends know. So I'm going to sign off, but before we leave this body show, we're going to do one more song. And that is Do You Have What I Have by The Dregs from Dregnog. All right. Catch you later. Bye.
Said the teenager to her new boyfriend, "Do you have what I have?
Do you have what I have?"
Her 30-year-old pizza guy boyfriend, "Do you have what I have?
Do you have what I have?
A rash, burning where I pee. Is it you gave it to me?
Was it me?
Is it you who
a guide to the prostitute.
Oh, yeah, baby, do you feel that?
Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
A $50 corner prostitute.
Pretty cheap.
Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
An itch, I'm scratching constantly. Is there someone you usually see?
Was it me?
Is there someone you usually see?
Was it me? Was it me? Was it me?
So the prostitute went and told her pimp. Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Her scumbag drug dealing pimp. Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Before we met, I did not have this. I think it is syphilis. I think it is syphilis.
Was it me? Was not me?
Said the GYN to people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Some advice for you good people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Protect, protect. Put something on your dick. Then you won't end up getting sick.
On your dick.
Then you won't end up getting sick.
On your dick.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.